The house of the Lord once again. Good to be with friends. It's good to be with associates. It's just good to be with all of you. And my beloved brother Crosby, First Lady Jan, and to my wife, Nell, and Sally, and Stuart, we just thank God. And Kathy, we just give God the praise for everyone.
Yes.
And I just can't say it enough, but I just thank God for the scripture that was read in your hearing from Ann, and she did a fine job there, because we want to talk about family. This is the time of year where families usually get together and just love one another, eat whatever, just be joyous to one another. Thanksgiving is a very important holiday. But now we don't look for Thanksgiving just to coming Thursday.
Yes.
Thanksgiving is each and every day of our lives. Every day that God allows us to put one foot before the other,
yes,
that's a blessing.
Amen.
We should give God praise, glory, and the honor.
Amen.
Just want to say thank you again, and you did a fine job with the scriptures, but let me just highlight what we're going to talk about, brothers and sisters. Simmons, we're going to highlight on that 24th chapter of Joshua. And Joshua gathered all the tribes of Israel to Shechem, called for the elders of Israel and for their heads and for their judges and for their offices, and they presented themselves before God. Then we fast forward to the 14th verse. Now therefore, fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in truth. Put away the gods which your father served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord. And that's enough. Let us pray. Most gracious and everlasting, thou art God, the ruler, creator of the universe. Come with bowed heads at this time. We come thanking you, Heavenly Father, for all things. And I ask right now, God, that you bless these, your people. You've heard their prayer requests. And I ask now, Heavenly Father, that you go forth and make their requests, O Heavenly Father, bring them to fruition. For we know you can do all things but fail. Continue, O God, to bless the First Union African Baptist Church, O God, in its leadership and its membership.
Yes.
O God, just through your loving arms, our protection around us.
Yes.
And then, O Heavenly Father, look at your servant. Allow me, O God, to speak so loud that only your people can hear. Allow me, O Heavenly Father, to speak with clarity and understanding. Hide me behind the cross right now so that only you can be seen.
Yes.
Then, O Heavenly Father, when we have done as you have assigned us to do, we can no longer come and sing Zion songs, and we can no longer come and make supplication to your holy name. Your time to call and our time to answer. Ask that you give us a resting place where we'll continue to praise your name forever. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We want to speak this morning from the sermonic idea, family reunions. Family reunions. Now, most of us realize that a family reunion is no more than a planned event for families to come together, talking, laughing, crying, and eating. Relatives coming from north, south, east, west, and around the globe to share in such a joyous occasion. Plans have been made for a hotel, motel, accommodation, traveling, parking, sightseeing, and food. Pies, cake. Oh, and there's always that one, Brian, that remembers when. But let us define family this morning. Man and wife, parents and children, mother and children, father raising sons and daughters, oldest sibling raising younger siblings, grandparents raising grandchildren. Christian husbands and wives are the simplest form of the local church, Brother Pastor. The Lord said, where two or three gather together in my name, just you and Jan, there am I in the midst. Where two are gathered, just you and your wife, God is in the midst. It is a wonderful thing for children to see their father leading devotions. Proverbs 22:6 tell us to train up a child in the way he ought to go, and when he's old, he will not depart from it. If anyone thinks he can train up a child in the way he ought to go and not walk that way himself, fooling himself. Fathers must set the example in prayer, Bible study, Bible reading, church going, honesty and integrity. Children learn far more by watching than by listening. Talking about family reunion. Thousands of homes seemingly on the rocks. Many couples today fearful lest their marriages break up. But you have one great insurance policy, and that insurance policy is a guarantee to the unity and happiness of your home. You must make Christ the center of your home and family. A home is like a solar system. The center, the great sun, which holds the solar system together. If it were not for the sun, our solar system would fly into pieces. Unless the Son of God is at the center of our homes this morning, they too will break up and fly to pieces. It is said that a family who prays together will stay together. That's why we should walk after God's precepts and his concepts and seek his face. Seeing to it that the entire family is faithful in Sunday school, faithful in church attendance. Oh, we must make certain that there is a loving Christian discipline in the home. Obedience of children to parents is a virtue. The most effective way for parents to deserve obedience is by living a clean and pure and wholesome Christian life. Be that Christian example, not only for the children, but for everyone who is looking at you. You see, we have to establish some daily family devotions. Need to offer a prayer of thanksgiving at each meal. Have a special time in the morning or evening when the entire family gathers to read the Bible and pray. Fall down on bending knees and say, Lord, here I am. I'm your child and you are my father. Come on and see about me. According to our text, Israel had a tendency to stray away from God. Joshua realizing this thought it was time to recall a family or to have a family reunion, reminding them of God's goodness. Many times after God would bless Israel, Israel would fall back into idolatry. It would serve other gods. Matthew 6:24 tells us, no man can serve two masters. Either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold on to the one and despise the other. But like Israel, many of our families wrestle with divided loyalties, mixed messages, and undisciplined appetites. It's our task as Christians to help our families understand that you cannot mix abuse and love in the care and nurture of your children. Not season a marriage with a dash of adultery and expect to create a wholesome relationship. In other words, we cannot digest secular priorities and perspectives and expect to grow spiritually. Let us not run so quickly after the glamour that's out there that we neglect the glory of God, which is he's trying to bring in here, trying to bring to our lives. Job said, one's strength should not be standing in the wisdom of men, but rather in the power of God. You see, my friends, our families are where they are because we have for too long forgotten the source of our strength. Yes, maybe our divorce rate is up. Why? Because couples have learned how to vacation together. They've learned how to cruise together. Learned how to go in foreign countries and watch television programs together. But in the midst of it all, they have forgotten how to go down on bending knees and pray together. Maybe we are losing many of our young people because we are teaching them how to speak foreign languages and how to utilize the internet. And yes, they are learning a lot more about mathematical calculations than we'll ever be able to learn. Scientific explorations are in demand. And all that's a good thing. But in all of our teaching, we forget to teach them to study to show thyself approval unto God, workmen needing not be ashamed, but rightly dividing the word of truth. Amen. Somebody needs to make sure that our young people know that God will not be coming back for them in a spaceship hiding behind some comet. Heard it the other day. Perhaps our suicide rate has risen because of society's headlong pursuit of becoming fully independent and self-actualizing, self-esteeming, rationalizing, being rational beings. We have forgotten somewhere along the steps of life journey that you have to trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not unto thine own understanding, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Yes, see, my friends, many of our families as well as our church families have been gifted and blessed by God, and yet we failed at times to become a blessing to the lives of others. Been blessed with the opportunity to obtain quality education and pass it on to others. Oh, we've been blessed with the resources to start our businesses. And we have been blessed with the knowledge to repair and rebuild broken and bruised relationships within our community. Now is the time for us to have a renewed spirit. Now is the time to become recommitted, dedicated to the will of God. See, we need to seek forgiveness for squandering God's resources of time, energy, intellect, and money. Starting here and starting now, we need to say, Lord, remold us. and refashion us as your instrument. Strengthen us and see if we are not willing to do thy will and live by your commandments. No doubt, this was Joshua's purpose for calling the tribes of Israel together. Wanted to know whether had there been some rededication and commitment on their part. You recall the tribes of Reuben and Gad and the half-tribe of Manasseh wanting to erect an altar of idolatry, which would have led to a division within the family. Joshua, knowing this, knew that it was time to have a reunion. That's why he called all the elders together. Joshua had an inquiring mind, wanted to know whose side they were leaning on. Said, I can hear him say, I'm not calling you to give you a good luck charm, Brother Pastor. And I'm not calling you to give you a number, Sister Hayden. Said, I did not call you to give you a prayer call. But I'm having this reunion to let you know that God is good. Fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods that your father served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose ye this day whom ye will serve, whether the gods which your father served that were on the other side of the flood are the gods of the Amorites, in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Amen. I heard Joshua say, well, I'm going to serve him because he has been my deliverer. How many of you know that he's been a deliverer for you? Amen. That almost accident. That almost when you went to the doctor and you didn't know what was going to expect, but by the grace of God, everything worked out all right. Yes. It was God's power of deliverance. Yes. Say, now I'm going to serve him while we were in Egypt bound by hard taskmasters. Said Joshua told them, he said, we had to make brick without straw. We prayed and God heard our cry and he led us out of bondage. We came to the Red Sea and Pharaoh's army was behind us. Mountains were on both sides, no way to run and no way to hide. God told Moses to stretch forth his rod and the waters departed and we crossed over on dry land. Terms of not only that, but while we were in the wilderness, God fed us with manna from heaven and he directed Moses to smite the rock and water came flowing. God led us by a pillar of fire by night and a cloud by day. Just before going into Canaan, he called Moses home and told me, Joshua, to lead his people into the promised land. Jordan rivers were very deep, but God backed them up and made a reservoir, and we crossed over on dry land. Told us to go and possess the land of Canaan. Saying our Jericho walls were well fortified. But God told us to march around those walls for 6 days. And then on the seventh day, we were to march around 6 times. And then on the seventh time, then the walls would come down. Say we marched around the 6 times. Second, third, fourth, and fifth. And during the sixth time, the walls began to crack. People said they began to shout. But Joshua said, no, God told us to march around 7 times. And on the seventh time, they tell me the walls came tumbling down. We went on to possess the land, for God gave us vineyards which we did not plant, cities which we did not build. Now, church, you need to know whose side you're leaning on. You need to ask yourself whether you're going to serve the gods of capitalism and power, traditionalism and idolatry, or whether you will serve the gods of your fathers before the flood, but for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
Yes.
You see, I'm going to serve him because he has been my doctor. I'm going to serve him because when I was down to my last dime, he stepped in right on time. I'm going to serve him because I know that if I just lift my eyes up unto the hill from whence cometh my help, I know he'll come and answer prayer. So no matter what you're going through this morning, no matter what you may feel that isn't all right, you need to know that God loves you. You need to know that he said, I will never forsake you, nor leave you alone.
Yes.
Said, I'll be with you even until the end of the world.
Yes.
You need to trust him now, First Union.
Yes.
You need to give unto him your all in all. And one of these old days,
yes,
when family reunion days are over,
yes,
when there will be no more family get-togethers, why then we can go live with Jesus, and there'll be a reunion with God in the sky.
Yes.
Now my Bible tells me that God is going to bring us back to himself once and for all.
Yes.
Why, he's going to come down from the sky, going to wipe tears from our eyes. No more crying and no more dying. The former things of this world gonna be done away with. Why? Because you just need to trust him, because I'm God and God all by myself.
Yes. Amen.
One of these days is coming by.
Yes.
But until he comes by, let us learn to love ye one another.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Christ has first loved us.
Yes.
He did everything for you and for me.
Yes.
He bore an old rugged cross,
yes,
just for you and just for me. Tell me they nailed him to that cross. Placed a crown of 72 thorns upon his brow. Not only that, they tell him while he was on the cross, the centurion speared him in his side, and out ran blood and water. One writer said that the water was for man's baptism, and the blood was for the Holy Communion. He said that if we partake of him, of his broken body and his shed blood, say then you have a part with me. So we are to love him, thank him for what he's done, because he didn't have to do it, church, but he did it just for you and just for me. So let us continue to give him all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. Because you see, Thanksgiving, one of these days, Thanksgiving Day is going to be over.
Mm-hmm.
When it's over, we want to be able to go back with him,
mm-hmm,
and say, Lord, I'm your child,
mm-hmm,
and you are my father. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust
his name.